You're listening to the George Wilder Jr. Show, making the world a better place, one show at a time. You're listening to the George Wilder Jr. Show, making this world a better place one show at a time. At least we're trying. You're listening to the George Wilder Jr. Show, making the world a better place one show at a time.
This is Chicago's finest internet radio show, making a world a better place, one show at a time. The George Wilder Jr. Show is now on the air. Take it away, Dad.
All right, welcome to the George Wilder Jr. Show. Seems like we're having some kind of a technical difficulty. Let's try this again. Okay, all right, thanks. All right. All right, I believe, folks, it's hot. It's hot all over the place. It's really, really hot. It's 85 to 90 degrees outside here in Chicago, but it feels like triple digits, and they're saying it's hot all over the place. You know, yeah. And if you're older, try to stay out of the heat. Try not to do too many exercises or anything physical outside for a period of time because it's hot. People have been dying. If it's hot, massively hot where you are, try to stay inside where there's some air, good air. And it is very serious. It is very serious. It is hot here. I mean, he has been messing with my equipment, and that's not good. That's not good. And welcome to the George Wilder Jr. Show. Follow me on Facebook, Block Talk Radio. I'm all over the place. I'm in my studio here, and it is hot. Folks passing by my window, and I can look at them and say, "Wow, I know you're sweating or something." But it's a lot of us. You know, we work outside. We have to be outside. We're going here. We're going there. Work back and forth to work. Going to school, doing whatever. And we have to be out in the hot weather. But we don't have to be out here for any extended amount of time, you know, because it is dangerous. So listen to the weather reports if you are living in a city or a climate where it is massively hot, humidity, you name it. It's all can be dangerous, especially for the elderly. If you're having breathing problems or anything like that, try to stay out of the hot weather and stay someplace where there is an air conditioner, or go to a lot of these. There's a lot of cooling centers around the city, and I'm pretty sure elsewhere. So try to find one of those if you don't have any air conditioning or a good fan at home. All right, you've been listening to the George Wilder Jr. Show. This show is about making the world a better place, one show at a time, and stay positive and never give up trying to be the best. Let no one turn you backwards, because they will surely try. They will surely try. All right, let's move right along. Donald Trump, in my estimation, folks, have stepped in it again. In his efforts to try to steal the spotlight away from the Democratic convention, he said that, and these awful words came out of his mouth, but we're going to interpret them for what they are. He's telling the Russians, when he was saying this, folks, he looked directly into the camera. He said this at one of his rallies, and the media just all over Donald Trump. So they record every word that he says. They put every camera on him that they have. And Donald Trump, the guy looked straight into the camera and said, basically, Russians, my friends, Vladimir Putin, you guys hacked Hillary Clinton email. He's telling them to hack her emails, Russia, to hack her emails so that he can have a leg up on winning the election in the United States. Now, a lot of us were really, really pissed off about this, and a lot of us are still pissed off about this. High people in high places are pissed off about this. Journalists from around the country are pissed off about this. This guy, this is unprecedented. This has never happened before. This is never, especially with a presidential candidate telling another country to hack into America's database and steal emails and then put them all over the place so that Hillary Clinton can appear weak and that he can win the election. That's crazy. I call it treason. They should lock him up. I call it a disqualifier for running for office of president. He should resign. He should quit. But he's not going to do that. Donald Trump is not going to do that. And a lot of us are surprised that a lot more Republicans are not bringing the hammer down on Donald Trump for saying this. There may be about two or three Republicans who are against what he just said to the Russians. He actually ordered the Russians or wanted them to interfere in American politics, to interfere in the elections, to interfere in the 2016 presidential election. This is just awesome. With this kind of a bombshell, he did kind of steal the spotlight away from the, this is the third night of the Democratic convention. He did manage to steal the spotlight, folks, from the Democrats, Donald Trump. But however, it backfired on his ass. This backfired on his ass. Now he's given the speakers tonight at that convention more ammunition to hammer his ass over. He is not qualified to be president of the United States. He's not qualified to run for any office. There are still people out there who are, you know, there are still people out there, his supporters, who are going to support him no matter what. And we're wondering what the hell is going on. If this has been a Democrat who said something like that, the Republicans would be calling for that Democrat to step down, to leave the race, or to be jailed for treason. This is and Donald Trump makes no bones about it. And when you ask him about this, he just doubles down on it. He doubles down on this. Apparently, his vice president, Mike Pence, is not on the same page as his boss or his would-be boss. Donald Trump is not fit to be president of the United States. Okay, I'm going to say it. There's so many commentators out here and media figures actually do not like Donald Trump. And this just adds fuel to the fire. This is crazy, folks. He is telling the Russians it's okay for them to hack into American someone else's another politician's emails to try and make him look better. Donald Trump looks bad every time he opens his mouth, and this should be treason. This should be a disqualifier. Someone should just come up to this man and just say, hey, wow, get out of the race. You're not qualified. And he's going to be getting security codes, nuclear codes, in a few days. This man should not be given nuclear codes. He should not be given any kind of a code pertaining to America. He shouldn't even have Secret Service protection. All of this stuff with his latest bombshells, this gets a lot of attention, but it gets the wrong kind of attention for Donald Trump, I would think. So we're going to be on high alert on what the Democrats are going to say, because I believe tonight at the convention, this is the third night of the convention, Obama's going to be speaking, Joe Biden is going to be speaking, Tim Kaine is going to be speaking, and some others are going to be speaking. And it's going to be most of it's going to be all about Donald Trump and what he just said, asking the Russians, looking straight in the camera, asking the Russians to hack into Hillary Clinton's email. I think he talked about 30,000 emails that he wanted to see. Here is a man that will not even produce his tax returns. He will not. Every other president who have ran for the presidency of the United States lately have produced their tax returns. Americans know what they're making, what they're spending, and how much they're paying in taxes. But not Donald Trump. Not Donald Trump. He will not release his tax return. It's not going to happen. Obviously, if he doesn't do that, the man has something to hide. There's no doubt about it. And whatever he's hiding, it may interfere with him running for the office of president. He will not show his tax. Some people are saying there's something illegal there. There's something not right there. But anyway, you're listening to the George Wilder Jr. Show. I'm getting off on a tad here, folks. It is wonderful. It's hot. It's great. It's a good day. But I'm going to tell you right now, it's very, very hot. It feels like triple digits. So if you're somewhere, try to find some place where it's cool, air conditioning or a good fan or whatever you're using, and stay off the streets. Try not to overexert yourself out here if you're exercising, because heat stroke is very, very serious. And I want to go on and say Bernie Sanders, I will have that Bernie Sanders speech from the second night. Wasn't this the first or second? I think it was the first night. Okay, the first night. All right, we're going to have Bernie Sanders. If you missed that speech from the Democratic Convention, we have it here right here on the show, and we have it here in its entirety. In its entirety. We'll have that a little bit later on after the 6:30 p.m. hour. We're going to have that. So you're listening to the George Wilder Jr. Show on Block Talk Radio, making the world a better place. This is the talk of our times. It is the talk of our times, and we try to cover the main topics on this show about what's going on in the world. It seems that you never stop making news. News just constantly keep happening. You know, it just keep happening, and we're going to report what we hear. We're going to give our opinion on it. We're going to talk about it. You're gonna listen and call in 347-857-1762, and anything goes. Anything goes on the George Wilder Jr. Show. And I'm thinking we're not gonna have a guest today on the show, but that's fine. If someone decides they want to be a guest on the show, or it can happen. It can happen. But my main focus tonight is the Democratic convention, and especially what they're going to say about Donald Trump. They're going to excoriate this guy tonight. I mean, why would you do that? Why would you ask some other country? Russia, Russia is not a very good ally. You know, Donald Trump, let's put it this way. Donald Trump is going to start a war. He may even start a war before he even become president. The way he's talking, the way he is, the man is, he doesn't have a college education. He has a third or fourth grade IQ. He talks at a third or fourth grade level of education. Most of his supporters are bigots and racists and haters. And then you've got, I think, majority of his supporters are men. Some of his supporters are college educated. And you wonder, how could they support somebody who says outrageous things? Donald Trump once says that, I don't want to make this about Donald Trump, because I'm tired of talking about Donald Trump. I think the more, because he's getting all free publicity, and I don't want to give him that on this show. I don't want to give him free publicity on this show. He's getting enough from the national media, you know. But he said one time, I think I mentioned this, that if he walked down the street and shot somebody, his supporters will still vote for him. That might be true, because a lot of his supporters are dismissing this. Espionage, this treason, he's turning against his own country. He's telling another country to hack the country of his birth, to hack into the emails of another American so he can have an up on winning the election. That's treason. He should be thrown out. He should be thrown out of the election. He should be thrown out of the country. And for the media, the national media, to not jump on this and jump on Trump, it's ridiculous. I believe in one of these sit-down interviews recently, he told one of the people who were interviewing him, I think her name was Katie Kerr. He came out and just told her to shut up, to let the president talk. That's Donald Trump. And he gets away with this. Nobody holds his feet to the fire. He gets away with saying all of these crude things, and nobody seems to hold his feet to the fire about some of the crude and just awful things that he says against America and its people. This guy does not deserve to be president. He should not be president. We have to make sure he does not become president. He's not fit. He's not qualified. So we have to do all we can. And I'm not saying that just to say Hillary Clinton is an angel or that she is squeaky clean. No. I mean, there are times when I didn't trust Hillary Clinton. I didn't think she was should be president. But I'm pretty sure that Hillary is nowhere near the monster that Trump is. And nobody can convince me of that. However, you got Trump supporters out there. You got diehard Trump supporters. No matter what he say, how he say it, no matter who he offends, even if he offends and betray his own country, his supporters are going to stick with him. You know, they're going to stick with him. But I can tell you this, with all this controversy, Trump will not be president. I mean, Hillary Clinton will be president. We're going to make sure of that. And I feel that we cannot only just beat Trump. Once the election comes up, we cannot only just beat him. We have to annihilate him. In terms of, there must be a landslide win for Hillary Clinton. A landslide win will send lightning bolts through the Republican Party, saying we're not going to take this stupidity. We're not going to take this idiocy. We're not going to take this espionage and treason from one of your candidates. All right, you've been listening to the George Wilder Jr. Show on Blog Talk Radio. It's going to be a hell of a night, folks. We're going to get ready to watch this convention and see what they're going to say. And like I said before, we got Bernie Sanders coming up from the convention. This is a rerun of his speech. In case you've missed it, we have it right here, and we should have it sometime after the 6:30, 6:45 hour. And I hope you stick around for that. Be right back.
The George Wilder Jr. Show is now on the air.
All right, we're back. I'm looking at on my screen here, Reed, Harry Reid. He urges U.S. spies, give Trump fake intel. Exactly. Give him fake intel. Don't give him the real thing, because if he does, you give him intel, he's going to give it to the Russians, okay? You give him American intel, he's going to pass it on to the Russians. I don't know, this guy, Trump, I want to stop talking about him, but this is so serious, folks. This is so serious. Trump asks Russia to hack Hillary's email. That is something you can't fathom. And when you ask him about this, he doubles down on it. We all know the reason why he probably did this at one of his many, many rallies. He's trying to steal the thunder away from the Democratic convention tonight and tomorrow night. Ex-Bush aide says this is tantamount to treason. Former CIA director questions Trump to the U.S. This is big. He's getting attention, but he's getting a lot of the wrong kind of attention. The kind of attention that would say, hey, wow, you're disqualified to be president. We're not going to trust you with security codes. We're not going to trust you answering the red phone. We're not going to trust you with anything vital pertaining to America's security. But yet he thinks he's probably thinking that he's dominated the night, because he's trying to get all kind of attention. Take attention away from the Democrats and put it on him. Trump thinks about nobody but himself, no one but himself. It's all about me, 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 I. You know, it's me, me, me.
Well, we're doing fine in the polls. It's going to be huge. We're going to make America great again.
America's always have been great. He can't make a great again. And I am so pissed off at what he's done. This guy looked directly into the camera and told the Russians to hack Hillary's email. Wow. I mean, and he said he rambled on about it. He rambled on about it. I should have had a clip of that, but I didn't get a clip of that. I didn't think about it, but maybe tomorrow I'll have a clip of him actually looking into the camera at one of his rallies and saying, wow, hack Hillary's email. If this is an act of treason, some people call it espionage, something out of a Robert Ludlum novel, you know, or a Vince Flynn novel, you know, but this is real. It's not fiction. This is real. And this is unprecedented for someone to do something like that. But, you know, I'm still dumbfounded on this. And I'm still dumbfounded that the Republicans aren't really bringing a hammer down on this guy for doing this. This is almost like a betrayal of his own country. Attention in the world now, but it's the wrong kind of attention. It's the attention that can – it's the kind of attention that can cost him – for sure, the election. Trump's still trying to play tough and to tough guy in front of his supporters, because this is what they like about him, because he speaks his mind. he speaks his mind. In other words, he doesn't think before he speaks. Or maybe he does, and he's just a plumb asshole. Wow. Donald Trump, I hope Russia hacks Clinton's email servers. Wow. The Republican nominee broke a cardinal rule of American politics. Never root against the United States. And that's exactly what he has done. He rooted against the United States with Russia. And yet he wants to be an American president. You're rooting against the country that you want to be the president of. This is crazy. I think this is going to really, really affect his ability to run. This is not going to go away. One of the things about Donald Trump, he may hear a lot of this controversy talk about what he just did or said, and then he's going to probably be like so many other politicians once, you know, it's fully out there. Oh, wow, you took my words out of context. Oh, I didn't mean it that way. Or it came out wrong. Or stop reading something into my words that I didn't say. That's what that's one of the ways politicians can get out of. Well, you took it out of context. I didn't mean it that way. But Donald Trump, he doesn't really say whatever he says is controversy. He doesn't really come out and say that you've taken it out of context. He'll just come out and double down on what he said because he thinks he's a tough guy. And just like I just got through saying, his supporters love it. And that's what he's basically, you know, pandering to his base. His base of idiots. That's what I call them. You know, they have to be for this guy to actually tell another country to interfere with the American election for his benefit is treason, tantamount to espionage and jail and prison. I mean, a lot of us didn't care for Trump in the first place, but this is just phenomenal. All right. Donald Trump on Wednesday said that he hopes Hillary Clinton's deleted emails have fallen into the hands of the Russian hackers. If they hacked, they probably have her 33,000 emails. I hope they do, Trump said at a press conference at his resort in Doral, Florida. The Republican presidential nominee was referring to the widely held suspicion that Russia is responsible for hacking the Democratic National Committee servers, resulting in the leak of 10,000 of emails just days before the party's nominating convention in Philadelphia. Trump said he hoped the hackers had also accessed Clinton's private email servers. They probably have her 33,000 emails that she lost and deleted. Trump then addressed the rogue nation directly. Okay, Russia is a rogue nation, and he's telling this rogue nation to meddle into American politics. By actively hoping that America's servers were hacked by another nation, Trump broke an unwritten but cardinal rule of American public office. You don't root against the United States, even when your political opponent is in power. I hope they charge him with something. He deserves it. This is not the first time that Trump has been this controversial. But he has really stepped in it this time. All right, you've been listening to the George Wilder Jr. Show on Blog Talk Radio. What time is it? It is 6:30, folks. 6:30 p.m. straight up Chicago time. It's about 88 degrees. You know what? We're near the lake. We are near the lake. So it's 88 degrees near the lake. It's got to be 105 inland. When I say inland, I'm talking about further west and further south, because usually when you're by the lake, it's always cooler. And if 88 degrees is cooler near the lake, it's got to be scorching out in further west and further south. I was going to say inland, you know. So, all right, you've been listening to the George Wilder Jr. Show. We will be right back. We'll be right back.
My son has been arrested for walking while black.
A lot of sons have been
arrested. Yeah, I get it. I mean, it doesn't make me, you know, you can't buy your way out of this one. You can't educate your way out of it.
It's happening too much, or at least we know about it now.
It's always happened. We see more evidence of it. And too often people still are inclined to say, well, if he'd had a different attitude, well, if he hadn't been driving, well, if he hadn't been this, if he hadn't been that, almost as if the victim is partially to blame. You know, in the case of Garner, well, he shouldn't have resisted. In the case of Brown, well, where was he? In the case of Trayvon, well, he had a hood on, you know, and in the case of whoever, you know, in case of Sandra Bland, you know, well, her attitude was better. It's like, no, stop. Stop. This has nothing to do with the victims. This has everything to do with the culture of demeaning a person of color. And there is no justification for a society where my son has a far greater chance of being stopped, held, killed than your son, simply because he's black.
All right, welcome back. That was a clip. That's Brian Gumbel talking about driving while black, walking while black, in some instances, police brutality. Okay, we'll get back into that, but here's a bit of news, folks. You might have known this, you might have seen it, but I'm going to put it out there anyway. The first night of the Democratic Convention, 26 million viewers. 26 million viewers. That's the first night of the Democratic Convention. The Republicans, it was a lot less. So more people watch the Democratic convention than they watch the Republican convention. Even I have to admit, even I didn't watch the Republican convention because I didn't want to watch it. I didn't want to see Donald Trump. You know, I didn't. And I'm glad that I did not watch it, but I did hear a few tidbits about it. And there was, you know, you saw clips of video clips and you heard sound bites of it, but. But that's about all, you know, that I've experienced with this. I've heard sound clips, tidbits here, tidbits there. And I didn't want to watch it, you know, and I'm glad I didn't watch it because I heard it was nothing but a Hillary bashing fest. You know, the Republican convention, Donald Trump show, I should say the Donald Trump show. They are all about bashing Hillary Clinton, and they said some really nasty viral things about her. I mean, talking about she should be shot or hung. I mean, this is crazy. It was all about hate, 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 and it was all about making America scared. Trump came on, and, I mean, he was vicious. I mean, he said, vote for me, or the world was... is going to end, you know. It was just awful. And I'm glad I didn't see it. And then I started watching the Democratic convention. It was, like I said yesterday on the show, it was a great contrast pertaining to the Republican convention. I listened to that show from yesterday, and it should be great. I mean, if you haven't heard this show, podcast it. It's a great show. It's a beautiful show. I see a lot of great things in that show. Black Lives Matters. You know, I want to get that clip from the convention because they were just awesome. About five or six mothers standing up there on stage at the Democratic convention. Talking about violence. And that's one of the things that I wanted to hear about. I wanted to talk about. I wanted to talk about violence. And they did do that. We have to put that police brutality, police shootings, unjust shootings, because there's been a lot of them. But you don't really want to call for any police officers to be killed or shot. You know, that shouldn't happen. Police officers should not be gunned down. But also police officers should not be shooting unarmed people of color, you know, and shooting them in the back or shooting them unjustifiably, as we've seen in so many of these videos. However, Donald Trump had a complaint about the convention on the first and second nights, I believe. And his complaint was that they did not talk about ISIS. and they did not. So that tells you right then, and there that Donald Trump is paying attention to what's going on in the Democratic convention, because he's paying attention. And that's one of the reasons why he tried to steal all the momentum in this convention by saying, you know, that the Russians should hack Hillary Clinton's emails. That's crazy. He really stepped in at this time, but he's not backing down. I haven't heard an apology. I haven't heard anything. He's going to stick with his guns, because you know why he's going to stick with his guns? Because he feels that that's what his supporters want. That's what his supporters want to hear. They want to hear that toughness, even if it means damaging U.S. security, which is crazy. All right, you've been listening to the George Wilder Jr. Show on Blog Talk Radio. Follow me on Facebook. Follow me, even follow me on Amazon.com. I think they have something where you could click and you can follow every time I write something or I produce a book or a short story or whatever I might want to publish. If you click follow on Amazon, you know, if you would be notified of anything that I decide to publish in the near future. All right, you've been listening to the George Wilder Jr. Show on Blog Talk Radio. We're going to have that Bernie Sanders speech coming up real soon, so you guys stay right there.
Welcome to the George Wilder Jr. Show, broadcasting live out of Chicago, and we are helping to make the world a better place, one show at a time. Thank you for listening. Thank you for finding the show, downloading the show, and just having a great time. Here we go.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, Bernie Sanders.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you all very much. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you very much. Thank you. Thank you. It is an honor. Thank you. Thank you very much. It is an honor to be here tonight. Thank you. Thank you very much. Thank you. Thank you. It is an honor to be here tonight and to be following in the footsteps of my good friend Elizabeth Warren. And to be here tonight to thank Michelle Obama for her incredible service to our country. She has made all of us proud. Let me begin by thanking the hundreds of thousands of Americans who actively participated in our campaign as volunteers. Thank you. Let me thank the 2.5 million Americans who helped fund our campaign with an unprecedented 8 million individual campaign contributions. Anyone know what that average contribution was? Right, $27. And let me thank the 13 million Americans who voted for the political revolution. Giving us the 1,846 pledged delegates here tonight. And delegates, thank you for being here. And thank you for all the work you have done. I look forward to your votes during the roll call tomorrow night. And let me offer a special thanks to the people of my own state of Vermont who have sustained me and supported me as a mayor, congressman, senator, and presidential candidate. And to my family, my wife Jane, our four kids and seven grandchildren, thank you very much. I understand that many people here in this convention hall and around the country are disappointed about the final results of the nominating process. I think it's fair to say that no one is more disappointed than I am. But to all of our supporters, here and around the country, I hope you take enormous pride in the historical accomplishments we have achieved. Together, my friends, we have begun a political revolution to transform America. And that revolution, our revolution, continues. Election days come and go, but the struggle of the people to create a government which represents all of us and not just the 1%. A government based on the principles of economic, social, racial, and environmental justice, that struggle continues. And I look forward to being part of that struggle with you. Let me be as clear as I can be. This election is not about and has never been about Hillary Clinton or Donald Trump or Bernie Sanders or any of the other candidates who sought the presidency. This election is not about political gossip. It's not about polls. It's not about campaign strategy. It's not about fundraising. It is not about all the things that the media spend so much time discussing. This election is about and must be about the needs of the American people and the kind of future we create for our children and our grandchildren. This election is about ending the 40-year decline of our middle class. the reality that 47 million men, women, and children today live in poverty. It is about understanding that if we do not transform our economy, our younger generation will likely have a lower standard of living than their parents. This election is about ending the grotesque level of income and wealth inequality in America today. It is not moral, it is not acceptable, and it is not sustainable that the top one-tenth of 1% now owns almost as much wealth as the bottom 90%. Or that the top 1% in recent years has earned 85% of all new income. That is unacceptable. That must change. This election is about remembering where we were 7.5 years ago when President Obama came into office after 8 years of Republican trickle-down economics. The Republicans want us to forget that as a result of the greed, recklessness, and illegal behavior on Wall Street, our economy was in the worst economic downturn since the Great Depression. That's where we were. That is where we were. Some 800,000 people a month were losing their jobs, 800,000 people. We were running up a record-breaking deficit of $1.4 trillion. And by the way, the world's financial system was on the verge of collapse. That's where we were when President Obama came into office. Well, we have come a long way in the last 7.5 years, and I thank President Obama and Vice President Biden. I thank them for their leadership in pulling us out of that terrible recession. Yes, we have made progress, but I think we can all agree that much, much more needs to be done. This election is about which candidate understands the real problems facing this country and has offered real solutions. Not just bombast, not just fear-mongering, not just name-calling and divisiveness. We need leadership in this country which will improve the lives of working families, the children, the elderly, the sick, and the poor. We need leadership which brings our people together and makes us stronger. Not leadership which insults Latinos and Mexicans, insults Muslims and women, African Americans and veterans, and seeks to divide us up. By these measures, any objective observer will conclude that based on her ideas and her leadership, Hillary Clinton must become the next president of the United States. the choice This election is about a single mother, a single mom I saw in Nevada, who with tears in her eyes told me she was scared to death about the future because she and her daughter were not making it on the $10.45 an hour she was earning. This election is about that woman and the millions of other workers in this country who are struggling to survive on totally inadequate wages. Hillary Clinton understands that if someone in this country works 40 hours a week, that person should not be living in poverty. She understands that we must raise the minimum wage to a living wage. And she is determined to create millions of new jobs by rebuilding our crumbling infrastructure, our roads, bridges, water systems, and wastewater plants. But her opponent, Donald Trump, well, he has a very different point of view. He does not support raising the federal minimum wage of $7.25 an hour, a starvation wage. While Trump believes in huge tax breaks, for billionaires, he believes that states should actually have the right to lower the minimum wage below $7.25. Brothers and sisters, this election is about overturning Citizens United. Citizens United is one of the worst Supreme Court decisions in the history of our country. That decision allows the wealthiest people in America, like the billionaire Koch brothers, to spend hundreds of millions of dollars buying elections and in the process undermine American democracy. Hillary Clinton will nominate justices to the Supreme Court who are prepared to overturn Citizens United. And end the movement toward oligarchy that we are seeing in this country. Her Supreme Court appointments will also defend a woman's right to choose. Workers' rights, the rights of the LGBT community, the needs of minorities and immigrants, and the government's ability to protect our environment. If you don't believe that this election is important, if you think you can sit it out take a moment to think about the Supreme Court justices that Donald Trump would nominate. And what that would mean to civil liberties, equal rights, and the future of our country. This election is about the thousands of young people I have met all over this country. The thousands that I have met who left college deeply in debt, and tragically, the many others who cannot afford to go to college. During the primary campaign, Secretary Clinton and I both focused on this issue, but with somewhat different approaches. Recently, however, we have come together on a proposal that will revolutionize higher education in America. It will guarantee that the children of any family in this country with an annual income of $125,000 a year or less, 83% of our population, will be able to go to a public college or university tuition free. That proposal also substantially reduces student debt. This election is about climate change, the great environmental crisis facing our planet, and the need to leave this world in a way that is healthy and habitable for our children and future generations. Hillary Clinton is listening to the scientists who tell us that unless we act boldly to transform our energy system in the very near future, there will be more drought, more floods, more acidification of the oceans, more rising sea levels. She understands that we can create hundreds of thousands of jobs transforming our energy system. Donald Trump, well, like most Republicans, he chooses to reject science. He believes that climate change is a hoax, no need to address it. Hillary Clinton understands that a president's job is to worry about future generations, not the profits of the fossil fuel industry. This campaign is about moving the United States toward universal health care. And reducing the number of people who are uninsured or underinsured. Hillary Clinton wants to see that all Americans have the right to choose a public option in their health care exchange. She believes that anyone 55 or older should be able to opt in to Medicare. And she wants to see millions more Americans gain access to primary health care, dental care, mental health counseling, low-cost prescription drugs through a major expansion of community health centers. And what is Donald Trump's position on health care? Well, no surprise there. same old Republican contempt for working families. He wants to abolish the Affordable Care Act, throw 20 million people off of health insurance, and cut Medicaid for lower income Americans. Hillary Clinton also understands that millions of seniors, disabled vets, and others are struggling with the outrageously high cost of prescription drugs. And the fact that Americans pay the highest prices in the world for the medicine we use. She knows that Medicare must negotiate drug prices with the pharmaceutical industry. And that drug companies should not be making billions in profit when one out of five Americans are unable to afford the medicine they need. The greed of the drug companies must end. This election is about the leadership we need to pass comprehensive immigration reform and repair a broken criminal justice system. It's about making sure that young people in this country are in good schools and at good jobs, not rotting in jail cells. Hillary Clinton understands that we have to invest in education and jobs for our young people, not more jails or incarceration. In these stressful times for our country, this election must be about bringing our people together, not dividing us up. While Donald Trump is busy insulting one group after another, Hillary Clinton understands that our diversity is one of our greatest strengths. Yes, we become stronger when black and white, Latino, Asian American, Native American, when all of us stand together. Yes, we become stronger when men and women, young and old, gay and straight, native born and immigrant, fight together to create the kind of country we all know we can become. It is no secret that Hillary Clinton and I disagree on a number of issues. That is what this campaign has been about. That is what democracy is about. But I'm happy to tell you that at the Democratic Platform Committee, there was a significant coming together between the two campaigns, and we produced by far the most progressive platform in the history of the Democratic Party. Among many, many other strong provisions, the Democratic Party now calls for breaking up the major financial institutions on Wall Street. The passage of a 21st century Glass-Steagall Act. It also calls for strong opposition to job-killing trade agreements like the TPP. job. Right. We have got to make sure that TPP does not get to the floor of the Congress in the lame duck session. Our job now is to see that strong Democratic platform implemented by a Democratic-controlled Senate, by a Democratic House, and a Hillary Clinton presidency. And I am going to do all that I can to make that happen. I have known Hillary Clinton for 25 years. I remember her, as you do, as a great first lady who broke precedent in terms of the role that a first lady was supposed to play as she helped lead the fight for universal health care. I served with her in the United States Senate and know her as a fierce advocate for the rights of children, for women, and for the disabled. Hillary Clinton will make an outstanding president, and I am proud to stand with her tonight. Thank you all very much.
About cooking. Wash up, put on some deodorant. That's the first thing you should be doing when you get here. Wash your face, wash everywhere.
God damn it.
I'm sorry. You know, so you have to tell your kid to wash up every now and then. I can't believe I'm on the air. Wow. I hope you enjoyed that Bernie Sanders clip. It was great. I'm going to be playing those clips throughout the year until we vote Hillary Clinton into office. We have to vote her in. We cannot have this Donald Trump. He is unfit. He's unqualified. He just all the way should not be where he is now. The only reason why Donald Trump is where he is because the haters put him there. The ignorant, the dumb put him there. I hate to say that about Americans, but that's what some of us are. And those clips I'm going to be playing, clips from the Democratic Convention, I'm going to be playing them all year, at least once or twice a week. Because the convention will, after Friday, after Thursday, I believe, the conventions will be over with, but not on the George Wilder Jr. Show. You know, we're going to be playing clips of the conventions throughout November 8th, through to November 8th, I should say, you know, because we want people to This is serious. This is very serious. This is not a game. This is one of the elections. Every election, we always say it's the election of your life. But this one is actually, truly, more literally, the election of our lives. Trump in the office. And there are so many people. I have friends that are Trump supporters, and I don't know why. They keep trying to defend him. They keep trying to defend Trump, and it's not working. Okay, on the on my left side, there's a video of the third night of the Democratic Convention. We just saw Angela Bassett. There were some mothers, African American mothers, coming walking onto the stage, talking about the lives of their children, their teenagers were taken through police brutality, shootings, and all this kind of thing. So as I sit here and watch this convention, you know, and I compare it to the Republican convention, I've seen more African Americans, there's no doubt, on the Democratic, on the Democratic convention stage than I've seen or heard about on the Republican side. I mean, I admit, I saw some of the crowd from inside of the convention floor on the Republican side of the aisle, and I've barely seen one black. If there was a black at the Republican convention, he or she was totally obscured by the white faces. However, on the other end, the Democratic convention, I mean, it's like salt and pepper. You know, you see white, black, white, and also Hispanics and Muslims. You have a diversity here on the Democratic convention. In the Democratic convention, there's a diversity. The Republicans, Donald Trump, the Donald Trump show had no diversity. It was just full of hate. That's all you heard from the speakers, hate. That's all you saw out there in the crowd. Hate. See, there is a difference, folks, in this. And if you go back to treason, the remark that Donald Trump made, you just have to say to yourself, why, if you are a Donald Trump supporter, he's not good for America. He's not good for America. I even have friends, like I said, I have friends who are Donald Trump supporters, and they don't even know why. They can't even explain why they are actually supporters of Donald Trump. They just said, well, Hillary's no good. She's not trustworthy. You got to give me more than that. I mean, Hillary is not committing treason. Hillary is not committing espionage. Okay, we're going to do a little bit more about Donald Trump, and then I'm going to try not to talk about Donald Trump for the next, you know, few days or next couple of weeks or months. Because I've already covered him, and I'm, you know, it's enough is enough. And, you know, so we're going to do a little bit more here. Donald Trump calls on Russia to hack Hillary Clinton's emails has shocked and flabbergasted and appalled lawmakers and national security experts across the political spectrum, with one saying it's a tantamount to treason. Few argue Wednesday that the Republican presidential nominee said will directly cause Russia to conduct more cyber espionage against the United States than it is already doing. I totally agree with that. I not only do I think Russia will be doing a lot more hacking of in the United States, but there's going to be other countries also that's going to be hacking U.S. emails, breaking into U.S. servers, you know, stealing information. Other countries. Donald Trump has given a lot of these countries carte blanche to do damage to online servers in the United States. This is treason. You don't talk against the United States to another rogue country. Russia is a rogue country. It's a country that we're not sure of. You know, but this Donald Trump, I think this actually disqualifies him. But several describe Trump's statements as dangerous for America's global standing. Some echoed that the Clinton campaign in calling the comments a threat to national security. It is a threat. It's more than a threat. And Donald Trump has yet to apologize. He may not apologize. Because the reason why he said this in the first place, he was trying to steal more thunder. He was trying to steal the thunder from the Democratic convention tonight. And every night he tries to steal that thunder because he knows that the Democratic convention, the speakers on the stage are getting more attention than he is. He don't want that. He wants to be the one with all the attention. So he's trying to say things to take our minds off the Democratic convention and put our minds on him and what he's saying and what he's doing or what he wants to do. That's wrong. He had his convention. He should shut up, be quiet, and let the Democrats have their convention. But he can't do that, so he had to say something dumb and stupid that was going to take away the fire from the Democratic convention. But he was wrong. He was wrong. What he just said, it got a lot of attention, but for a lot of the wrong reasons, because it backfired on his dumb ass. And now, I'm pretty sure at this moment, as I speak, he and his handlers are trying to come up with something to say that he didn't mean it that way. Or the only thing that's going to rectify this may be an apology. An apology may not be good enough. It may not be good enough. All right, you've been listening to the George Wilder Jr. Show on Blog Talk Radio. Follow me on Facebook. Follow me on Amazon.com. I've written a whole lot of stuff. Folks, go read that stuff. Most of it's fiction. Follow me on Twitter, Facebook. I'm on LinkedIn. I write a whole hell of a lot. I post a whole hell of a lot. And you guys should follow me and find out what's on my mind. Because I do say what I want to say. And I say it how I want to say it. All right, you've been listening to the George Wilder Jr. Show. This is the talk of our times. This is WTTTY on internet radio, internet radio, blog talk radio. And we will be – got about 5 more minutes left into the show, so we're going to try to do our best. All right, a formal National Security Council official in the Obama administration called Trump a scumbag animal. He should not be. Someone just whispered in my ear, 90 seconds. He should not be near the White House. He should be disqualified. He's unfit. He may be mental. Who knows, to do something like this. Russia is a rogue country. We could go to war with them at any minute. Maybe that's what he wants. He wants to go to war. You know, I don't know. Telling another country to hack someone else, telling another country to hack a fellow American, an American who is a presidential candidate, this is treason. This is crazy. This is nuts. Okay, you've been listening to George Wilder Jr. Show. I hope you join me tomorrow. I will be right here starting at 6 p.m. on the George Wilder Jr. Show. Thanks for joining me, everybody. Make sure you podcast the show, download the show, and listen to the show. And we're going to have Elizabeth Warren tomorrow. So make sure you join me for that. We're going to have her speech from the convention floor in its entirety. All right. Bye-bye, everybody. Thank you for tuning in to the George Wilder Jr. Show. Bye. But I'm going to get some more spray. Don't worry about it. Probably next week.